Hello, my name is Erica, and as I'm sure you know by now, I've been cheating on my husband with a far superior man during my entire relationship with him. A bigger, better man. My master. My king. My lord. My alpha. And if you've been following this saga, you also know what a fucking unfaithful, depraved whore I am for Alpha. Oh, the constant cheating, being so disloyal to my weak, little-dicked husband, being overwhelmed and overpowered by a real man. He is so fucking big and strong and savage. I get soaked at the mere thought of it. The way he can throw me around, pin me down, make me take it. Oh, fuck. And I want to take it. All that pain, all that abuse. Rough isn't a rough enough. Not for him, not for me. I just need him to rape me all the time. Every moment of the day. I just want more. Please give me more. Oh, and the size. Oh God, the size. Every single time, even now, even still, I'm in complete fucking awe every time I see it. Alpha's colossal dick standing triumphantly in all its glory. I just, the head is as big as my fist. Alpha is longer and thicker than my forearm. The sheer mass of it. Oh, it's so heavy and hard and it's just so dense. God, I love it. I fucking love it. His cock is frightening and beautiful and commanding. It's the physical manifestation of what this alpha male is. It's a monument to his power. It's everything. Oh, fuck. I need Alpha to rape me with it so fucking bad. Okay. Yes. Oh, I need you, Alpha. I need you to rape me. Oh, God, rape me, Alpha. Rape me. Please. Stretch me out with your huge, massive dick. Oh, God, just rape me. Take me. Take me. Make me take it. Make me take it. Force me to. God, it's so fucking big. I can do it, though. I can do it. Just make me. Make me. Force me. Rape me. Sorry, guys. I am getting off track. I get so turned on. I can't stop myself. So, yeah. My third confession. Let me tell you about the rest of my wedding day. There I was, standing at the altar next to my groom, with all of our friends and families watching, with a butt plug in my ass, aching all over, smelling and tasting like alpha, just basking in post-rape euphoria. It was quite a long ceremony. Catholic wedding. I couldn't help but quietly chuckle to myself as Father Marco spoke about loyalty and devotion, and my mind kept wandering. Scattered thoughts about what Alpha had just done to me in this priest's office, how we left my husband's precious family heirloom, what this Alpha is gonna do to me as a married woman, all kinds of dirty shit. Then, as I felt the heat surging through my pussy, my body squirmed and I started squeezing the butt plug, imagining that part where the priest asks, "If there's anyone who objects to this marriage, speak now or forever hold your peace." And Alpha just rising up, marching from the pews down the aisle, tossing my groom aside and just fucking savagely raping me. Right there in front of everyone. Fuck! I really am a sick, twisted bitch. Eventually, Father Marco finally pronounced us man and wife, and I'd gotten to what I've been fantasizing about during my entire engagement. Sealing the vows of marriage with my husband, with Alpha's stench on my face and cum on my breath. The reception. The reception. We had it at a really fancy hotel in this big, elegant room, beautifully adorned with flowers, tasteful decor. The food was outstanding. The band fucking rocked. Alpha and his colossal godcock was there. It was absolutely perfect. Speaking of which, he totally ruined my speech. I had planned on thanking all the guests for coming and all that. Then I thought it would be deviously hot to subliminally talk to Alpha as I spoke about how great my husband is. So happy I met him. Yada yada. Doing it in a way to actually shower Alpha with praise in a sort of doublespeak that only he would understand. Being that I'm a terrible public speaker as it is, and I was trying to pull this dirty trick off in front of 250 people, I had to read the speech off my phone. It was only partway through it before I had to cut it short. Alpha. God damn it, Alpha. This fucking guy kept sending me dick pics with little captions. I'm gonna hurt you. I can't wait to destroy your married holes. Rape threats. I didn't stand a chance. I got so turned on trying to get through my speech. My skin went flush. My knees buckled. My cunt nearly exploded. I actually had to put the mic down for a second and put my hands over my face. Not even because I just had a fucking orgasm with a spotlight on me in front of all my wedding guests, but because I caught myself mumbling, rape me, 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 over and over again. I couldn't even help it. The things Alpha does to me, the power he has, the effect he has on me. Fuck. I picked the mic back up and laughed and fumbled my way through a quick closing before I finally sat down. The funny thing is, everyone seemed to enjoy it. They knew what a mess I became when I spoke in front of a crowd, so they were just laughing along with me like, that's our Erica. Oh man, those people had no clue how creamy my pussy was. What kind of mess I had made. I don't know if it was because it was my wedding day and I was actually a married woman now, but the amp was turned up to 11. I'm a fucking desperate, drooling, rape-addicted nymphomaniac for Alpha on any regular day. But that day, oh my fucking God. I remember during our first dance as husband and wife, all I could think about was Alpha. I swear, it took every last ounce of energy and decorum I had in me not to push my wimpy little husband away from me, rip my wedding dress off, and throw myself at that large, powerful beast I could feel hungrily glaring at me through the darkness. After the dinner and the cake and dances were over, the party started, and I spotted Alpha sitting at one of the tables speaking to the wedding photographer. I ran towards him. I fucking ran. I took the seat next to him, and immediately, without hesitation, barely even trying to conceal it, I reached under the table, unzipped his pants, and grabbed Alpha's gigantic cock and began jerking him off. I didn't even care that she had a camera on us. Oh, look, the blushing bride. Why don't you record a nice little message for her? The photographer says to Alpha. There I was, in the middle of my reception, my hand all over another man's, a superior man's, cock, all on video. As he smoothly said a few kind words, I was stroking him harder and harder, my body twisting and squirming as my creamy pussy dripped under my wedding dress, whispering utter filth into Alpha's ear. Does my wedding ring feel good on your cock? You gonna take another man's wife, Alpha? Come on, show me what a real man is. Make this married whore your rape victim. I need you to fucking injure me. Permanent damage. Beat my holes up. Beat my body up. Fucking rape this newlywed bitch. After the wedding photographer moved on, Alpha violently pulled my head close to his and growled, "I am gonna rip that wedding dress off and I'm gonna fuck you up. Meet me outside." Yeah, of course. As the bride, everyone wanted to come and talk, but I was not about that shit. I kept brushing them all off. "Please excuse me, I need to get to the restroom. Oh, I need to go change out of my dress. We'll talk later." Whatever I could say. Because there was only one thing on my mind. I did not care where my husband was, what anyone else thought. I was leaving my reception to get raped by Alpha, and nothing and no one was going to stop me. The door to the hall didn't even fully close behind me before he pounced. Right there, Alpha and I were all over each other. Anyone could have just come out and seen us. But like I said, nothing was going to stop me. Nothing was going to stop us. He held me against the wall by my neck, squeezing tight. That evil look in his eyes. Ugh. He reached under my dress and shoved his fingers inside my drenched, freshly married cunt so hard. "Whose pussy is this, Erica? Whose pussy is this?" he roared at me. I couldn't even breathe, let alone muster a sound. He literally lifted me off my feet with his thick, strong fingers and battered my G-spot. God, I love it when he does that. Oof. My legs were flopping all over the place as Alpha turned my cunt into a goddamn waterfall. Right outside of my wedding reception, he let go and I crumpled to the floor, only to get right back up and beg for more. He shoved his drenched fingers into my mouth and I fucking sucked and slurped my juices off of him as hard as I could. "I want to rape you on the bed that you're going to be sharing with your husband tonight," he told me. We didn't even make it that far. Not even close. You had to go through the lobby to get to the elevator up to my room. He was pushing me backwards through the hotel as I faced him, my hands all over his fat bulge, begging him to annihilate me, utterly desperate to get at that giant dick. And by the time we were about to pass through the lobby, I just had to have Alpha inside me. I had to have him right then and there. I didn't give a fuck. I needed to feel his size, his power. I needed him to hurt me, and he knew it. Alpha pulled his long, thick cock out through his zipper, lifted my wedding dress, and fucking slammed into me. I spread my legs as high and as wide as they could go, while he clenched my neck with both hands, holding me up with my back up against the concierge station. God, he pummeled my cheating pussy like he wanted it to come out of my goddamn throat. He was slapping me as he hate-fucked me. Spitting in my face, calling me a married whore, his rape slut, all types of shit. People thought it was a real rape and started screaming at him to stop. That only turned me on even more. "Don't stop. Don't ever stop," I yelled. "Fuck yes, and rape me in front of all these people. Rape me, Alpha. Show them who this married bitch belongs to." I could hear my juices splashing down, forming a puddle below us as he mercilessly beat my newlywed cervix to mush. I could feel his massive cock rubbing against the butt plug inside me. Fuck, it hurt. Fuck, it felt so good. That glorious pain while getting double penetrated in front of a growing crowd of onlookers. The concierge wasn't there at the time, but the front desk workers were. They were visibly freaking out at this outlandish display of debauchery, but were remarkably calm when confronting us. One of them simply said, "Sir, You can't do this here. You and your wife need to stop or I'll call security. He's not my fucking husband, I snapped at him, struggling to get the words out as I grunted in beautiful agony. He's not my pathetic husband. This is a real man with a real cock. Alpha just kept pounding away as some lady in the crowd called me out for what I was. Yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm a fucking cheating whore. My name is Erica, and I'm cheating on my pussy-ass husband. He owns me. This fucking alpha owns this married slut. A few minutes later, I was sucking on Alpha's mammoth cock after I ate a hot, thick load of his sweet, sticky cum. I don't know if there's a clinical term for this, but if there is, I'd imagine it would be sexual hysteria or something like that. Alpha turned me into a fucking demon in that lobby. Alpha stuffed a wad of cash into the front desk clerk's pocket and told him to share it as he looked at him and the rest of the hotel workers, giving them the shh sign. Hope you enjoy the show, he hollered as he made his way back to the reception. I sped off to the lobby bathroom to fix myself up, then upstairs to my room to change. I had something very special, something nostalgic I wanted to wear the rest of the night. I came back down and the reception was in full-fledged party mode. My folks and my friends really know how to get a room rockin'. Really outgoing people who get everybody involved in the fun. So the drinks were flowing, people were laughing, dancing, and just having a fucking blast. I did cause a few jaws to drop when I entered the hall, though. I even surprised Alpha. I strutted in wearing that tight, short little crimson red dress. The one I wore before my first date with my husband, when Alpha first turned me into his rape slut. No bra. No panties. The thing was painted onto me, leaving barely anything to the imagination. Since I've been working hard at the gym over the years, getting thick for Alpha, it was even tighter and shorter than before. Certainly not the most appropriate outfit to wear as a newlywed at her wedding reception, but given what I had just done in the lobby, being appropriate clearly isn't high on my list of priorities. After some well wishes and conversations with a bunch of guests, and spending time feigning happiness with my husband, I spotted his little sister near the bar. You remember the one? The tiny young thing that Alpha fucked into oblivion. Although I already knew, I decided to ask her why she was limping around like that. As I said before, I really like her, so if she wanted to share that with me, great. If not, no problem. And she did tell me. She said her brother keeps pestering her and wants to know what happened. She asked me what she should do. I had to grasp this opportunity. So I told her to be honest and tell him sooner rather than later, knowing that he was going to freak out about it. Then she says she's going to go tell him tonight and that she wants me there to be with her. Dance, puppets, dance! This was perfect! When she told my husband, her brother, it was like he deflated. He was so disappointed and angry and just hurt. I kept asking probing questions and she just kept answering them. A couple glasses of wine goes a long way with this chick. How it happened, where it happened. Soon enough, she was talking about how big Alpha's cock was, how big and ripped he was, how strong he was, how she couldn't believe how hard he fucked her and how it felt, how good it was. Oh my God, the little lush was spilling her guts out about it and I was loving it. Yes, tell me more, little sis. Meanwhile, my husband just sat there stunned, being tormented by the two most important people in his life gushing over a man he hates. I saw him angrily glaring at Alpha, who just stared back at him with this widest shit-eating grin you've ever seen. It was hilarious. He eventually stormed off, and I followed. Not so much to console, but more to rub it in, like, so what? He fucked the shit out of your little sister. She came 6 times on his giant cock. So what? But he wasn't too happy with me either. He said he just wanted to go outside to drink and smoke cigars with his buddies the rest of the night. Okay, fine, so be it. More alpha time for me. So, by this point, the older folks were gone and it was just us young whippersnappers partying it up. And it was a fucking rager. Everyone was getting blind drunk and having the time of their lives. Wouldn't be surprised if half of them were on coke or molly, to be honest. Fucking savages. As Alpha eye-fucked me from across the room, I sashayed my scantily clad hourglass figure to the middle of the drunken mass of bodies sliding and slithering all over the dance floor. My eyes locked to his, calling him to me. I had no fucking business dancing in that dress. Nipples so hard they could cut diamonds, perky full breasts nearly popping out of the low-cut cleavage with every sudden move. My beat-up pussy and my plugged ass exposed at even a small bend of my waist. And I sure as hell had no business dancing like that with another man at my own wedding reception. I twerked my big round ass like a dirty stripper, grinding into his crotch, feeling Alpha's bulge against my jiggling cheeks. His hands ran up and down the sides of my body. He turned me around and he writhed in unison, our faces so close I could feel his breath, while my soaking wet cunt glided to and fro against his bent leg, leaving a trail of juices on his pants. Alpha's hands were all over me. He even started grabbing my tits and my ass as our bodies intertwined on the dance floor. Then Alpha discreetly slid his hand up the back of my thigh all the way right to my ass and pulled the butt plug out. I remember how pretty it looked as it sparkled and glimmered under the light while he held it in front of my face. I took it in my mouth and sucked on it nice and slow. Then he placed it back inside my tight little asshole. Alpha proceeded to do this several more times while we went hard, surrounded by my wedding guests, damn near fucking on the dance floor. You could see trails of my juices dripping down my thighs. You could smell the uncontrollable lust in the air. Yeah, right in front of everyone, without a care in the world. God, it was so damn hot. As things got shut down, everyone scattered off, staggering to wherever they'd end up passing out. My husband was a fucking train wreck, a belligerent mess. I've seen this before. Apparently, he drank a lot while outside venting to his friends about Alpha and his little sister, plus me being late for the wedding and all. The guy's a lightweight, so when he drinks a lot, he gets blackout drunk, sleeps for basically a whole day, and doesn't remember a damn thing. Happens every time. He'll even tell you now, the last thing he remembers from our wedding day is a foggy recollection of the conversation with his sister. This night was just getting better and better. It was late. Everyone was gone. The hotel was quiet, except for my husband yelling at Alpha. Usually he's a major pussy, but he had a whole lot of liquid courage and pent-up anger inside him. We didn't need to make another scene in the lobby, so we hopped into the elevator where my husband just kept going at him. At first, Alpha was just laughing at my husband, antagonizing him a bit. But eventually, my husband started getting into his face, slurring all his words. Fuck you. You're a pussy. That he's gonna do this and do that to Alpha, as if he had even the slightest chance. And I could tell by his body language, it was getting to Alpha. I pulled my phone out and propped it up on the desk to record, as I was getting more and more turned on by the intensifying altercation, seeing Alpha puff out his chest, looking fearsome and intimidating, his deep masculine voice roaring, watching him send my weakling husband flying back across the room with effortless pushes when he came too close, warning him that he'll kick his ass if he keeps it up. God, he's so fucking powerful, so much stronger than my husband. He was making him look like just this tiny, whiny, impotent little bitch, crying over his little sister, the feeble attempts to attack Alpha. They've argued a bit before, but never like this. This was getting physical, and I fucking knew who would win if it even came to blows. Fuck, it made me so wet. I couldn't help but lift my dress up and just start rubbing my pussy right beside Alpha. Of course, that just drove my husband mad, and he really came at Alpha. But Alpha just slammed him into the wall, and he dropped to the floor. I was on the verge of coming, watching Alpha dominate my pathetic husband. "Tell him," I groaned. "Tell him, Alpha, please." Alpha looked down at my husband and said, "I made your baby sister my dirty little fucking whore, just like I did to your wife," and began groping me right in front of him. "What are you gonna do about it, you fucking loser?" Fuck. My entire body was on fire while I stood there next to Alpha, slamming my fingers into my cheating cunt. Then I joined in on the trash talk. "There's nothing he can do about it. He's not a man." "Oh, that's right. You're not a fucking man. You're just a weak little dick bitch." Alpha stood behind me, pulling the butt plug out of my ass and then shoving it in my mouth again. His other hand reached around toward my pussy, replacing my fingers with his, digging into my drenched cunt so hard he was literally lifting me up off the ground again. "Tell him why you were late, Erica," he ordered. My eyes rolled back as I clenched down on his fingers. Yeah. The butt plug dropped out of my mouth and I screamed, "Because you are raping me!" Then my eyes darted towards my husband and I stared him dead in the face, leaned forward, and through my clenched teeth I growled, "Because he was raping me!" And I kept coming and coming all over his massive cock. "Oh, he's so much better than you, so much fucking better, and he's gonna rape me again, and you are too much of a pussy to stop him." The harsh display of superiority, the betrayal, the taunting, his fingers, the look on my husband's face. Ooh, I came so fucking hard. My body flopped to the floor and I was squirting and spasming all over the place. My stupid husband was so angry and filled with drunken bravery, he actually got up and rushed Alpha like he wanted to kill him. Big fucking mistake. "Yeah, Alpha, beat him up. Beat the shit out of my husband," I shrieked, watching Alpha pummel him as I continued to rail my throbbing married pussy. It was the hottest thing ever, seeing my big, strong rapist beat up my wimpy-ass husband, putting him in his place, showing him who's boss, defeating him in a fight. The ultimate act of dominance, and I could not stop squirting as my husband laid there knocked out cold. He wasn't getting up anytime soon. He was gonna pass out from the liquor anyways. Alpha did him a favor as far as I'm concerned. Even after all these years, I still come to that video each and every single day. God, it's unbelievably hot. Ugh, fuck, Alpha, I'm gonna come just thinking about it. Oh, I love watching you beat up my husband so fucking much. Alpha ominously stood over my husband's limp body with the most frightening look I've ever seen on his face. His ripped body peeking through his torn shirt, clenched fists covered in blood. God, so damn sexy. And I was still quivering from the brutal orgasms when he turned his sights on me. I was scared in the best way imaginable. I had no idea what was coming next. I just knew he was in destroy mode and I was his next victim. Yes, come get it, Alpha. No lube, no hesitation, no mercy. He tore my dress off, yanked my butt up, pinned my knees down to the floor, and slammed his gigantic cock deep into my intestines, pile driving into me. Ow! Oh, fuck! He was stabbing my asshole with all of his might. I could feel his anger with every thrust. Ooh, the pain, that delicious pain. It was overwhelming. Every time I winced, it made him go harder and faster. Alpha had taken my asshole really rough before, but not like this. It was like he was trying to kill me with every vicious thrust. Oh, fuck. Yes, death by Alpha Cock. What better way to go? Bring it on. He was choking me, slapping the shit out of my face. His blood splattering off of his hands. There's no words to describe how intense the feeling was. Violent anal rape on my wedding night. This is what dreams are made of. Our eyes were locked together, not a single blink. He wanted to see it in me, and I wanted to know. Oh, my asshole is yours! I strained to blurt out. It's all yours, every part of me, it all belongs to you! Alpha released this crazy primal roar, and he picked me up by my hair and neck, just holding me there. Legs swaying in the air, my feet brushing against the fat head of his huge dick. He put me back on the floor, his grip loosened, and we just stared at each other. Heavy breaths, sweat trickling down our bodies. I dropped to my knees and sucked and deep-throated him as hard as I could muster. I love cleaning my ass juices off of Alpha's cock. I could taste the rape on it. He grabbed my head and pulled me forward on his dick till my face was flush against his body. Then I felt the thud of his hand hitting the back of my head, pressing me further into his flesh as he pushed forward. Fuck yes, Alpha, rape my goddamn skull, you beast. I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't even think, but I didn't care. I just intrinsically slithered my tongue all over his tight, heavy nuts while he hit me until he let go. A big wad of slobber erupted all over my face from deep inside me, forming thick strands of dirty gag spit from my mouth to his immense glistening cock as he pulled away. I was in a fucking daze. I was seeing stars. Alpha nailed me with a few good, hard, wet slaps to bring me back to him. I looked up at him, all messy and red. Rape me, Alpha. Rape my cheating asshole as hard as you can. Tear me to fucking shreds until there's nothing left for my husband. This fucking monster turned me around, stuffed his almighty god cock back in my ass, put me in a full Nelson, and picked me up in the air, just fucking manhandling me like I weighed nothing, and he hammered me. I mean, hammered me. I could feel the energy winding throughout my entire body all the way to my fingers and toes as his hips violently crash into my ass cheeks. Shit, I could feel it in my fucking soul. Legs spread, head cranked down, completely helpless in his grip, getting my guts beaten to a pulp as he hovered me right above my husband. Oh, yes, this is awful. Don't stop hurting me. Don't stop ripping me. Oh my God, you're gonna make my married asshole come so fucking hard. I couldn't even writhe and convulse like I usually do when I come. Alpha had total control of my body, and he wasn't gonna relent. No giving me a break to have an earth-shattering come-from-anal moment and then recover. I mean, after all, I did say, don't stop. The intensity just grew and grew. It was like one non-stop, continuous ass orgasm that got stronger and stronger the longer he raped me. The feeling was hitting my pussy too when Alpha folded me up tighter, adjusting the angle, and battered my G-spot through my asshole. Fuck, this was heaven. I was floating above, looking down on my bitch-ass husband while getting raped by his worst enemy, and I was about to fucking explode. But not before my mouth did. You fucking pussy! You couldn't never fuck me like this! You're not big enough! You're not strong enough! You're not man enough! Fuck you! Oh God, yes, Alpha, show him! Show him how a real man fucks! Show him how a real man treats the love of his life! Oh, that's right! Rape my cheating asshole, Alpha! Rape his wife right in front of him! Punish me! Yes! Punish me for marrying this fucking loser. Get hurt. So good. My fucking God, Alpha. Oh, fuck. After the last several long violent pumps, my asshole clamped down so hard it pushed Alpha's monster cock out of me, and my pussy shot a huge jet of squirt like it was a goddamn fire hose, and that fire hose was pointed directly at my husband. I was in such a state of mind-blowing, devastating, sublime, full-body ecstasy that I didn't even notice how much I soaked that sorry motherfucker in my juices. I wasn't even on this plane of existence at that point. I have no clue how long it took me to get back down to Earth, but I found myself weeping like a baby in Alpha's arms, curled into his chest, just trembling, quaking, quick deep breaths, just a warm blanket of electric pleasure hugging every fiber of my being. It was like, maybe this was heaven. Maybe Alpha did kill me. He placed me gently down on the floor and just sat there, staring up at him like I'd just seen God. And I did see God. He was standing right in front of me. He pointed at my husband, and we started laughing. I kind of hugged him around his legs and had his cock against my face, and I looked up at him, still nearly breathless, and I said, I fucking love you. Again, I sucked my sweet juices off of his big, beautiful dick. Before he lifted me up and entered me from behind. Right back into my ass he went. Hard, deep kisses while he held my body against his. Turned into hard, stinging slaps with me bent over the bed as everything just ramped right back up. I was pushing myself back on him. Every last bit of strength I had while he forced his size deep into my guts. It felt so fucking good. But I didn't have the energy to come again. It was just like, I was coming. I just couldn't blow up in a fiery ball of delirium anymore. At this point, all I knew was that I needed his cum. Like, I needed it to survive this onslaught. And I started begging, rip your cum into me, Alpha. Please, I need it. I need your cum in my ass. Empty your balls into my married asshole, please. I cannot live without your cum. Oh, you nasty fucking whore, Alpha responded. He pinned me down to the bed and picked up speed, going harder and harder, faster and faster. Oh, I cannot believe this guy's stamina. It is endless. My cunt was dripping as he violated me even more. I could feel his cock starting to pulse against the walls of my asshole. So I begged him some more. Come on, Alpha, do it. Oh, feed that hungry, filthy asshole of mine. Pound your nut into my dirty, beat-up shithole. Yes, Alpha, do it. Please come in my unfaithful fucking asshole as deep as you can. Yes, yes. Right in front of my husband, please, Alpha. Come in my ass. Come in my ass. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. His big, hard body collapsed on top of me. His head of his cock felt like it was somewhere inside my stomach, and I felt him shooting ropes of hot sperm just deep inside of my body. So much cum. It felt like he was never gonna stop. But eventually he did, of course. And when he rolled off of me and I turned over on the bed, something caught my eye as the morning light pierced through the shades, and I got an idea. Our marriage certificate was sitting on the side table. Alpha, pass me that piece of paper. Come on, hurry. I placed it on the bed, squatted over it, and I shit all of Alpha's cum onto it. Pushed every last drop right over the official legal record of my marriage. And of course, I was not gonna let that yummy cum go to waste. So I licked and sucked it all up right off of it. Even scooped some up with my wedding band and ate it off of that too. Infidelity always tastes so good. The next day, my husband finally woke up. He was on the bed in his pajamas without a damn clue about what went down after he got drunk. I was nice enough to change him out of his squirt-soaked clothes. I mean, I'm not a monster. But he had had a split lip and some bruises. He was hurting. Let's say that much. He just didn't know why. So I decided to fill him in. I told him he got super wasted, obviously, and that he was so fucked up he fell down some stairs. He had this look on his face like, oh, fuck, what an idiot. And I said, yeah, not cool. And you know what else wasn't cool? When you tried picking a fight with Alpha. How could you behave like that? At your own wedding, no less? Then I told him to go apologize to Alpha right now. And he did apologize profusely. He was practically groveling. So yeah, that was my wedding day, folks. Hope you enjoyed. There are plenty of chapters in the saga of Alpha and I. Maybe I'll share another one day. So until then,